Watch, flagrant foul and Sophie Cunningham draws attention of Florida AG after ejected player claims white privilege. By Lowell Coffee Law on August 9, 2026. A flagrant clothesline foul on fearless WNBA guard Sophie Cunningham on Saturday even got the attention of Florida's top law enforcement official after a racial response was posted by the player who was thrown out of the game for the offense. DeJonah Carrington of the Chicago Sky was handed a flagrant 2 foul for sending the Indiana Fever's Cunningham smashing to the floor during her successful layup in the first quarter of Saturday's nationally televised game. Carrington was ejected, causing her to scamper back to the locker room to post white privilege on social media during the game, drawing the attention of Florida Attorney General James Athmeier. The AG reposted the footage of the vicious foul and wrote on X, "The WNBA knows better than to play games down here in Florida, because I'll be charging people with assault." Florida previously had 2 clubs, but the state has not been home to a WNBA franchise for over 20 years. The Orlando Miracle played in the league from 1999 to 2002, but relocated to Connecticut, where they currently play as the Connecticut Sun, OutKick reported. A clothesline foul involves bringing someone down by an arm around the neck. Cunningham immediately jumped to her feet after the offense and had to be restrained by teammates. "Clearly, I think it was like unnecessary," Cunningham said after the game. "I've never really spoken to her and have no beef with her, but I guess she has some pent-up stuff. So, get your ass off. That's fine. I can take it." Fever games, which feature WNBA superstar Caitlin Clark and outspoken guard Cunningham, have become one of the hottest must-watch duos in women's professional basketball. Not only for their fast-break style of basketball but the attention generated by cultural and racial controversies. Cunningham's public persona has even exceeded Clark's recently after she said in an interview that she supported keeping biological men out of women's sports and then stuck to her guns despite demands from trans activists for her to apologize. Prior to that, Cunningham emerged as the team's enforcer and protector of Clark, who since her entry into the league has been repeatedly hit with vicious fouls that critics say are motivated by racial resentments and jealousy of her $500,000 salary and nearly $16 million more in endorsements. During a heated game in June, footage and images of Cunningham went viral and produced countless memes and even t-shirts when the guard held an extended, unyielding finger point for 22 seconds at Phoenix Mercury player Dawana Bonner after a verbal altercation. Bonner told the blonde, ponytailed guard not to point at her. Cunningham responded deadpan with her long, upturned finger and said afterwards, "I didn't say a word. Watch." The pointing incident erupted after Clark and Bonner became entangled and both received technical fouls, with Cunningham stepping forward as her teammate's protector. Cunningham earned a black belt in Taekwondo martial arts as a child. It remains to be seen if Carrington will receive supplemental discipline for the foul, or for the controversial social media post accusing Cunningham and her team of benefiting from white privilege during the game. Breitbart News contributor Lowell Caulfield, who wrote about the championships of the Detroit Pistons Bad Boys and the Motor City, is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.